Hey, this is episode 2 of the Black Poodles and Poetry Readings podcast. Before I get to anything, there's just some stuff I want to get to. First, you could find my poems on Instagram, that's at ChokeslamPoet. Then, you could find my free poetry collection, Free Poetry for Starving Luchadors. It's an ebook. You could download it on Nook, Kindle, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Smashwords. And this podcast, I hope you'll subscribe to it on YouTube. I hope you'll subscribe to it on the Apple Podcast app and on Stitcher. Now, as for all the plugs, that's it. Now it's time for the poems. Like Amy. She was the best singer at the open mic nights. The thing was, she never did it sober. After each mic, she'd get a bunch of texts telling her how great she was. Finally, she did one without liquor and tanked. The mystique of alcoholism was gone. She went from Amy Winehouse to everything but. From there, she learned her lesson. The lady drank herself to death but had 4 platinum records under her belt by the time her life was done. There was never a session or concert she did sober, too. People got mad whenever she did. The show was always a bad one. They wanted her to deliver every time, even if she wasn't conscious of it. The guy in the bookstore told her to read Bukowski. She said he was a rotten old man. I'd never love someone like this, she said. Her line of men read as followed, though. Drunk. Arrogant. Drunk. Barflies. Foul-mouthed, fat-gutted bastards. She went to the bar and talked about Bukowski. There's this disgusting writer I found out about today named Charles Bukowski, she said at the bar. One of the guys answered. Tell me about this queer, he said. He was too drunk. Fucking, I'll kill him dead for offending you, babe. I opened a door crack to see those 60 people cramped up in a small room, naked and screaming in terror. It was a phenomenon I heard about on some undernet message board. I didn't think it was real, but here it was. Your turn, a stern voice said behind me. It was a police officer with the rifle. Get in there, I'm firing, he went on. I took off my clothes, walked in, and got right to the middle. When I heard the door lock, I started screaming too. How else could you convey how fucked we all were? Overnight. I never slept before those overnight shifts. Something about sacrificing the day felt like such a sin. Staying up was my way of letting the devil know he'd never take me. If we're going to sacrifice everything else in life, why should we let our sunlight be taken too? We need the sky to illuminate us and remind us with its vastness that the possibilities for everything are endless. If I gotta be tired, then so be it. Neil deGrasse Tyson. In my lifetime, there's never been a politician smarter than Neil deGrasse Tyson. Not one who could keep up in conversation without nodding their head incoherently to his scientific poetry. We should all look at this and be a little scared. I'm very capable of being this dumb. You might be too. The people in charge should not be as intellectually savvy as we can be. They should at least be a little smarter than the rest of America.